On Thursday, Governor Kathy Hochul announced that embattled Health Commissioner Howard Zucker would be resigning, effective as soon as his replacement could be identified. A proverbial sword of Damocles had been hanging over Zucker's head ever since Hochul became governor in August, so while it was expected that there would be changes at the health department, it wasn't clear when they would happen. Ultimately, Zucker's ouster comes amidst a barrage of staffing changes at the executive chamber and among other state agencies that have been initiated by Hochul. To reflect on the transition at the health department as well as other high-profile staffing jobs in the new Hochul administration, we're checking in with Mark Houston, a healthcare lawyer and lobbyist with Farrell Fritz, who, in another life, worked in the Pataki administration. Welcome back to the show, Mark.
Happy to be here.
We're talking just a few minutes after Hochul made this announcement, so as you are beginning to digest it, what's sort of your initial reaction?
You know, I think it's very important that while he has submitted his resignation, he is not leaving immediately, pending the appointment of a successor. The Commissioner of Health position is historically a very difficult one to fill, in part because they, by law, have to be a physician. So it is very difficult to find physicians, particularly high-profile physicians, who are willing to leave what more often than not is a very lucrative practice or teaching position for public service. And, you know, Commissioner Zucker was one of the few who did, and I imagine it will be challenging to find a successor.
Do you have any sense, you know, when you think about filling this role, of whether it could be filled on an interim basis by someone within the Department of Health, or does the fact that he's sticking around at least for an extended period of time before they have defined a successor suggest that he's going to be here until they can bring someone in, likely from the outside?
I think it's certainly likely that he will effectively continue to serve in that position until they find a new person. Keep in mind, he's one of the people that has been involved in the fight against COVID from the beginning. He was there when the important decisions were made at the beginning in the last administration, and there's a value to keeping that kind of intellectual capital around. However, at the same time, I think it's important to note that the governor has already appointed as the number two person at the Department of Health, Kristen Proud, who is a very well-regarded professional who's worked in various positions around the executive in the past, has worked in the legislature previously, and is definitely someone who one would assume everyone's going to be looking to keep the trains running on time at the Department of Health.
Well, you mentioned that Howard Zucker has been an integral part of the state's response to the pandemic, but it's also his high-profile role in responding to the pandemic that has put him in the line of fire from Democrats and Republicans who take issue with a variety of things that have come out of the Department of Health and the executive chamber more broadly, including the state's handling of nursing homes, decisions about testing, masking, vaccine mandates, you know, some of which may be in the best interest of the public health, but have not always been very popular. How should we view this decision through that lens? Is this a political move that's being initiated by Hochul, or should we just be less cynical and think that this is simply a new governor who wants to restaff, and the fact that Howard Zucker is one of the changes is just a coincidence?
I think it would be foolish to think that this decision was not undertaken with at least a recognition that Commissioner Zucker is to some extent a political liability. There's a number of people who have been very vocally calling for his removal. But, you know, at the same time, you know, every governor is entitled to build their own cabinet the way they want to build it. I don't think, you know, we need to sort of write off this decision as merely a political decision. You know, Governor Hochul is entitled to have the leadership she wants to have. And, you know, when it comes to the decisions that have been made during COVID, I think you do have to distinguish between decisions that may have been incorrect at the time, although, you know, I'm not sure I'm qualified to say that, but it's certainly possible that decisions were incorrect at the time, but they were the best decisions one could make. Those have to be distinguished from, you know, some of the decisions that had ethical implications. And in that case, you really have to look at, okay, who really made the decision and when. But honestly, for purposes of Commissioner Zucker, I think the decision has been made. He's resigned, and the question is who's going to take his place.
Outside of the pandemic and the Department of Health's response to this crisis, what do you see as Commissioner Zucker's legacy, and how much of that legacy is attributed to him? And like you suggested, how much of that legacy is really just a consequence of who he was the Commissioner of Health for, in which case, a legacy for Andrew Cuomo?
COVID is just part of the story when you're talking about Commissioner Zucker's legacy, I think. There was a lot that was being done before COVID at the Department of Health. That is, by the way, still being done at the Department of Health in terms of, for instance, bending the Medicaid cost curve, in terms of sort of initiatives focused on quality of care. And that work will continue with whoever his successor is.
In announcing that Zucker was leaving, Governor Hochul added that there will, quote, be other changes forthcoming. Any ideas what those could be at this point? Are there any obvious contenders who may be on their way out soon? Or is this just a very ominous preparara, stay tuned type of statement?
Yeah, I wouldn't take it as anything other than a statement that, she's continuing to make changes. So far, it seems like Governor Hochul is doing what one would expect, right? She's changing, leadership at the highest level. She's announced a succession of changes within the executive chamber, the people who are working closest to her, to the governor. And, it's sort of logical that the next level down is the agencies. And you may see other commissioners who are departing and new faces coming in. And then you'll see further changes farther down the ladder, senior staff at the agencies and on down.
In case you're just joining us, you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're talking about the change of staffing in the Hochul administration and at her agencies, including the announcement that Howard Zucker will be out as health commissioner in the near future. And our guest is Mark Houston, a healthcare lawyer and lobbyist with Farrell Fritz. So turning to some other staffing changes, Governor Kathy Hochul announced pretty early on in her new administration that Karen Kehoe, a former J.P. Morgan Chase employee and staffer for then U.S. Senator Hillary Clinton, will be taking over as her secretary, a position that has traditionally been really the top aide for the governor. What do you think of the pick, who is apparently known as KPK in political circles that I'm not a part of, and maybe you are?
Can't say that I am. It's a great pick. I think she is, someone who I think brings fresh ideas into the executive chamber. Every governor, I think, has a choice when they're appointing people to that secretary role as to what that role will be. It is generally regarded as the top staffer to the governor and by extension to essentially all of the executive branch. But it can be, in practice, a number of different things. It can be a traffic cop who's just making sure the work goes to the right people and it gets done. It could have a deep policy focus where they're the people who are really sort of crafting or helping to craft the governor's legislative program and policy program. It could be any number of things. In this case, I think, given the background of the person appointed, I think you're going to see a real policy focus in that position.
The previous secretary to the governor, Melissa DeRosa, who was Andrew Cuomo's top aide, had experience in state government before assuming that position and had a relationship with Andrew Cuomo before taking on the job. What does this mean for Karen Kehoe, who enters this job, as far as I'm aware, without any experience in state government or any sort of longstanding ties to the new governor?
Sure. I mean, she's going to have to the extent that she doesn't have a relationship with the governor already. And by the way, I can't say that. I would assume there's a relationship there of some kind. But either way, that relationship will have to be built because it's all about that relationship at the end of the day. I think it's fine. I think it's fine to bring in new faces and new blood and new ideas.
When Hochul announced who her secretary would be, she also revealed that Elizabeth Fine, who most recently served as chief counsel for Empire State Development, will be her top counsel. What do you think of that pick, and what does the council actually do? Does it vary from governor to governor?
That, too, varies from governor to governor. You've had some governors where the council has really been, you know, a central part of, the policymaking apparatus, has had a real role in crafting the program and moving the program forward. There have been some administrations where the council is essentially just the governor's lawyer. And I say just with quotes around it, because there's lots to do as the governor's lawyer, as you can imagine. They have primary responsibility when it comes to legislation. You know, they are the first stop for any bills that pass the legislature and the governor needs to act on. They brief those bills for the senior staff and the governor. They have primary responsibility, ultimate primary responsibility for regulations coming out of the agencies. And they have oversight of litigation, too. Big litigations conducted by the agencies or by the Attorney General's office on behalf of the governor or the agencies, all involve counsel's office input. So there's a lot going on there. I think it's great that Governor Hochul has appointed someone who has served as an agency counsel, who understands how the agencies work, because that's a very important part of the relationship.
So Zucker is the most high-profile person to leave the administration, but Catherine Garcia, who previously served as the Sanitation Commissioner for Bill de Blasio in New York City and ran unsuccessfully for New York City Democratic mayoral nomination this summer, is probably the most high-profile person to join the administration, where she'll be serving as the Director of State Operations, a position that's been splintered in recent years. What do you think of tapping the New York City Dem for the post?
I think it's interesting because, you know, she was very well known to be a very good manager and, in fact, had largely campaigned on those credentials. And that position that she's been appointed to, Director of State Operations, is very much a managerial position. When it has been carved out from, for instance, the secretary's position in the past, the distinction has generally been this, that the director of state ops is really the person responsible for the day-to-day activities of government. They're the person who puts out the fires, while the secretary sort of takes a more 10,000-foot view and really is focused much more on the governor's policy and political program and moving that forward. I think the fact that Catherine Garcia has been appointed to that position is a sign that Governor Hochul intends to use it exactly that way, which also is evidence, I think, that Karen Kehoe is going to have a strong policy role and not necessarily be the day-to-day traffic cop.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. We've been speaking with Mark Houston, a healthcare lawyer and lobbyist with Farrell Fritz, who previously worked in the Pataki administration. Mark, thank you so much for providing your insight and analysis. I really appreciate it.
Happy to be here. Always good to talk to you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.